Chapter 42. The love of old forerunners is sweet beyond measure. It mattered not our rates or forms. I had a lovely time with my wife before once again we went our separate ways. She showed me the work of centuries, the preservation of all life forms she could locate and gather, preparing to save what she could from the awful final solution of the master builder's installations. I saw fauna and flora and things around and between, strange and beautiful, fearsome and meek, simple and complex, huge and small, but only a small sample of a trillion different species, most now dormant, stored as best they could be on the Ark and what was left of the halos. Whole creatures alive or suspended, genetic maps, preserved and reduced populations visible only in reconstructive simulation. The other halos, if any survived, would have to be dealt with later. There were now not enough, away from the Ark, to complete the Master Builder's plan. And if those others somehow managed to return to the Ark, no one here would repair, rebuild, replenish them. I would make sure of that. In time, I would prepare once again the defense I had championed 1,000 years ago, my far-spread shield worlds, if the Master Builder had not destroyed them. Time was very short, but we still had no communications with the capital system. The entire range of slipspace was in turmoil and might not settle for years. Other chores awaited me, as well. Chores and personal obligations. I confirmed what I had suspected ever since my revival on Erde Tyrene. The librarian had filled the humans with versions of their history that would reawaken in time. Intelligent species, she told me, are very little indeed without their deep memories. As I contained the essence of the Didact, the Master Builder must have suspected the value of the two humans. So I hoped that he had not killed them, but hidden them away, where only he might find them again. He still lived. Somewhere in the human's awakened memory lay our last hope of defeating the Flood, which was even now ravaging world after world, system after system, more hideous by far than it had been 1,000 years before. More sophisticated, more devious, more vital, and soon to acquire a new master if we did not act quickly, if we did not locate the lost installation and the former captive. 10,000 years ago, on Chorom Hakor, before I resealed its cage, this is what the captive had said to me, speaking in ancient Daigon, which it had to have learned from our far-distant ancestors.
We meet again, young one. I am the last of those who gave you breath and shape and form millions of years ago. I am the last of those your kind rose up against and ruthlessly destroyed. I am the last precursor. And our answer is at hand.
We hope you've enjoyed Halo Cryptum. Text copyright 2010, Microsoft Corporation. Microsoft, Halo, the Halo logo, Xbox, the Xbox logo, 343 Industries, and the 343 Industries logo are trademarks of the Microsoft Group of Companies. Production copyright 2010 by Macmillan Audio. All rights reserved.